brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 10th day of January, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the last hour, we have several special guests joining us, including Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. He will be joining us. I don't know where to begin, where to start. While the world economy continues to collapse as the dollar continues to be devalued, as governments like Russia and China and the EU and the Arabs and the Middle East all move away from the dollar, as the police state unfolds, as the TSA rolls out on the streets, all we're hearing about is Saturday's tragedy. The six dead, the others wounded, the poor little 9-year-old girl. And it's very hard to listen to, but we're going to play it coming up. The father, Mr. Green, John Green, of the little girl who was killed, has come out and said, look, we saw the police state with the TSA after 9/11, and we're hearing all these calls to take our liberties. We don't need any more restrictions. And what does the authoritarian criminal group posing as the left do? They rampage forward demanding that guns be restricted and that free speech be absolutely eviscerated. I mean, amazing legislation being introduced. I have all the quotes from the Congress people here. They say that anything seen as intimidating, anything that angers a congressperson, any crosshairs over a district, you are going to go to prison. The end of free speech in America. And then there's the bigger lie that this guy was a Ayn Rand conservative with no evidence. But we do have evidence from all of his classmates, just unbelievable amounts of emails and documentation, was that he was someone who thought that he wanted to be a woman, that he was a long-haired pot smoker. Not saying pot smokers are inherently bad, but Harris, Kleibold, this guy, the Pentagon shooter, it is a psychotropic and can, in major studies, send schizophrenics over the deep end. That's admitted. It can have good effects for people. It's got some health effects that are positive. It's also got some that are negative, depending on the individual. It is in the psychotropic classing. And but expanding on that, he had, of course, a satanic shrine, a voodoo shrine, the skull with the oranges. That's what that is. The police have properly assessed exactly what that is. And so you got a guy who likes the Communist Manifesto, who was called very liberal by his friends, and that's all over the news today. And what it looks like is this guy had multiple personalities, whether it was naturally occurring via some type of brain disorder or chemical problem, or whether it was mind control, which, again, artificially simulates naturally occurring mental illness. He sure fits the bill. I mean, he's a guy who likes to dress up like the Grim Reaper and thinks he's a powerful vampire devil master. He's a guy who thinks he's a woman. He's a guy who's hanging out and going and visiting with the congresswoman. Now, I said this last night before the devil worship stuff came out. I said, this guy's a devil-worshipping vampire wannabe. It's very popular. You see these young punks. They usually got, you know, middle-class parents. They're spoiled brats. They can't get a date if their life depends on it. You see them running around Austin, bugging their eyes out, trying to look crazy. And, I mean, it's one of the few groups that I just gravitate towards and want to punch in the nose. I mean, I see some crazed, weak punk, but again, they don't want to gang up on, you know, 10 to 1. One time I was with Tommy Pallotta coming out of a restaurant. There were about 10 of these wraiths. They said something smart mouth to me, and I'm not a tough guy, but they were just so evil looking. They think the devil's so powerful. I said, all 10 of you, come on right now. I am going to stomp your guts out. Let's go right now. I shouldn't be telling that story, but these people, I sense them, I see them. And I called it last night, devil worshiping commie. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I have been nonstop researching all of the intelligence out there since I got word of this shooting. I visited Infowars.com in the morning, or it had just become afternoon on Saturday, and I noticed that Aaron Dykes was on call for updating Saturday, and I saw the ABC News article he linked to dealing with all the shootings there at the grocery store in Tucson, and they were reporting at the time the congresswoman was dead. Because they thought she was dead. That was a false report. And we immediately launched into researching this. Coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now, Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining us. This federal judge that was killed is a great guy. He's the fellow that ruled against Clinton in the Sheriff Richard Mack gun control victim disarmament case. And I also have intelligence that I've been going over and vetting, but it's bona fide that the judge was ruling in a key case against the Obama administration in a move to seize homes and people's bank accounts without due process. And this integrates in with other rulings, foreclosure lawsuit upset court rules against Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank Corp. being able to just seize homes without the proper deed. So I have to tell you, and folks, I don't just come at this because I want it to be a government operation. Deep down, I wish that it was just a real nut doing this. But we know that he had been recommended for psychiatric care and kicked out of college. We know he'd been calling for violence. We know he was protected. It fits the exact MO of a liberal area, just like Columbine, Colorado. This was a liberal enclave in Tucson. This sheriff is a serious political socialistic operative attacking the First Amendment and the Second Amendment instantaneously. This Clarence Dupnik, who Mac knows as well. Sheriff Mac will be joining us coming up to deal with this. Richard Mac, a former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He knows all the players. In 94, he filed a lawsuit challenging the Brady Bill, ruled on by John M. Roll, the judge that was murdered. You know, this is payback by the globalist. This Giffords congresswoman was staunchly pro-Second Amendment, staunchly pro-border control, and a person described as a pothead, extreme liberal. I mean, he fit the pedigree, you know, the volunteering at the animal shelter, the whole nine yards. Not that that's bad, but that's, you know, the hardcore, you know, kind of liberal religion is to volunteer at the animal shelter. He had the devil's skull, the oranges around it, the voodoo or black magic version of Santa Ria. He wanted to be a woman. He dressed up like a Grim Reaper, playing death metal music about, you know, shooting people and bodies hitting the floor. That's why I said last night, before his satanic shrine was found in his parents' backyard, they let this go on, that he was clearly a Satanist. I've dealt with this too long. That's who I've been physically attacked by. One time was trench coat wearing hooded Satanist. Another time, a trench coat wearing hooded Satanist appeared at the bookstore signing. And I had undercover police there with guns. They were right behind him. But he did sort of pulling out his hand, like simulating killing me, kind of a psychological counting coup. Same MO. The point is, I've dealt with these people repeatedly. This is who's always after liberty. And it's Harrison Kleibold, into Satanism, Ritalin, Prozac, making videos at the school about killing people. The sheriff meeting with the police chief while it happened. The school more than half empty. Reports of other shooters inside. I have seen this over and over again. Why aren't they releasing the surveillance videos of this? It took them years with Columbine. This whole thing has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. And then we have the 77 hearings about mind control assassins. We have the London Guardian. We have Reuters. We have the L.A. County Medical Examiner saying that he'd been shot by another caliber handgun, RFK, behind the head. We have the witnesses with Sirhan being drugged. We have the local Skunk Works operation nearby with the known CIA asset pulling the trigger. That's all mainstream news now, decades and decades and decades later. We have the Mark David Chapman. We have the John Hinckley Jr. We've got him meeting with Marvin Bush and others the day before, his dad, the head of World Vision, where we've had confirmed documents come out overseas. They use these missionary camps as mind control training covers. It goes on and on and on. And then we talked to Sheriff Mack this morning, and it just completely blew me away. I looked into this. That's why we called him. I looked into this federal judge, and he's one of the best in the country. And they blew him away, and they sent a ringwraith to do it, a cowardly creature, a real red-blooded, God-fearing man could take on probably 100 of these venomous little effeminate wraiths, but with a firearm, he just wreaked incredible havoc. And these people are all over Austin. I'm not saying everybody that's into being vampy or wearing black is a devil worshiper and evil, but I see the crazed young males going around intimidating old ladies in grocery stores, and I just want to knock their teeth out every time I see them. Because I see somebody who's trying to act menacing, trying to be into evil, I want to go after them. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. These people know how to punch my buttons because I have a family, I have children, and people who wantonly are seeking after evil, wantonly trying to turn themselves over to it, that's the ultimate sin. I am just at a spiritual level totally set against them. And the Soviets were wantonly turned over to this. The Nazis were turned over to it. The Maoists were turned over to it. And I can look at the federal government and all of its trappings. I can tell it's turned over to it. When I see premeditated, conscious evil, I get angry. Now, we need to take our country back at the city, the county, the state level. And it's going to be strong, truthful rhetoric about the New World Order and about the issues that the globalists are bringing into our society that is going to turn the tide against these people. If we had some Hitlerian dictator, perhaps if they were removed forcibly, we could fix our society. But more often than not, you get something even worse than when that happens. This is a society where we individually have become corrupt and decadent and evil and turned loose of our government and allowed government to get out of control and allowed corrupt groups to get control of government. Violence is not the answer, and I've always taught that. First, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And there is no doubt we can fix this peaceably, but just as Robert Shapiro and countless other Obama's advisors have said in the news in the last year, they need an Oklahoma City or 9/11 event to make the government look like victims so that they can get the public support and get the moral high ground. They're so arrogant, they admit this, and they've been gearing everybody up, and they're getting the underwear bomber on the plane and protecting him. They're protecting Major Hassan. That's come out. I mean, all of this, they're protecting any type of lunatic, crazy, or mind control person they can. Now, whether this guy was under mind control or not, and it's simple. They grab you, they shock therapy you, they erase your memory, they pump you full of drugs, they pump you full of compulsions, they torture you under hypnosis, and then simulate that when you shoot this woman, when you shoot this judge, when you shoot these people, you will have the pain. It will go away. The fear will go away. That's one of the most standard Manchurian, North Korean-style systems, perfected back in the 70s by the U.S. government. Been doing it since the 40s. That's just the low-tech way, and that's the one they usually use. They get somebody who's already kind of schizo, already screwed up. They fracture their brain up. A lot of times they'll have alter egos, alter personalities. This guy's got it. Devil worship, dressing up like a woman, loving communism, loving Nazis. I mean, just totally into darkness. There's a lot of dark flames out there, but it all comes from the same author, and these people always flap towards it. And I have seen them. I know who they are. They don't like the light. They don't like healthy fields of grain. They don't like beautiful streams and fat little Tweety birds happily singing. They like death. They like murder. They like pain. They like stench. They like skulls. That's why I don't like it when people wear skulls around me. It's because I know what it signifies. I know I got eons to lay in the grave, ladies and gentlemen. There's time enough for that. And I've seen enough evil. I've experienced enough evil. I've looked into the dark side. I've looked into the abyss. And somebody who's wearing symbols like that and into that, you better understand the media and the government and the culture. You go to Dillard's, you go to Walmart, you go anywhere. It's skulls all over everything in the last decade. And camouflage and military outfits. They are training you to get into this culture of death and destruction so you think it's cute and funny so you don't recognize it when it comes for you. There's time enough for the Grim Reaper. There's time enough for death. I want to drink from the cup of life. That's what I'm into. Creation, procreation, regeneration. There's time enough for death. There's time enough. There's time enough in the grave, in the tomb. And I am the enemy of those who love death. I am the enemy of those that come to hurt the innocent. And all of us need to make the decision spiritually, intellectually now. Do we serve death or do we serve life? It's an easy question. I got another abortion-loving, devil-worship piece of trash.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, we can learn a lot from what's happened. We do have Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in that area of Arizona. He's got a lot of really deep intelligence and information for us on what's really happening. And by the minute, as we learn more, bottom line, they knew he was going to attack and they let him at the bare minimum. They're keeping it very quiet about what's in all the letters and stuff that they got. And the sheriff, I've been watching him on television, the one demonizing the Second Amendment and free speech, he does not want to talk about what's in them. Only that he keeps trying to blame conservatives, and then when confronted on Fox News, he said he has no evidence. He's just giving his opinion. And he got all these calls to end the First Amendment, all these calls to go after the Second Amendment, to register all firearms in border states. That's New American Magazine today. The legislation's being introduced. But let's talk about what we do know. In the first hour before we knew anything, I got on the phone with Aaron Dykes. We wrote a story together where we said it could be a pro-abortion, I mean, an anti-abortion activist. But then I looked up that the congresswoman wasn't really pro-abortion, so I said, that's probably not it, because they're one of the few groups that actually is grassroots, that's conservative, that will kill people. We just assess in the past who's done things, and you learn a lot from that. I said it could be a La Reconquista because she's doesn't want open borders, and it's been in the news in Mexico and the U.S. that there are bounties on sheriffs and members of the legislature's heads in Arizona and Texas, as well as New Mexico and California. But I went on to say, or it could be some kind of trench coat mafia type group, or it could just be a complete schizophrenic nutcase, or it could be a mind control operation. And we're still not completely sure, but this is what we know. We've watched all his YouTube videos. We've read his MySpace, his Facebook, all of it. And what we know is this is a guy who had multiple personalities, if anybody ever did. He thought he was a woman with one personality. People described him as being different every day. He thought he was a black magic warlock carrying out voodoo ceremonies with the skull and the oranges and the candles. That's what that is. He was a big marijuana rights type guy. He was a big animal rights type person. He was into the Communist Manifesto. Now, obviously, he's out of his gourd, whether it's artificial or not. So it's not 100% fair to say that this is because he's a abortion-supporting, devil-loving communist admirer who also likes to dress up like a woman. But, ladies and gentlemen, that sure is the opposite of what you'd call a Tea Party conservative. Have you ever thought of a Tea Party conservative dressing up like the Grim Reaper and burning American flags while playing very sadistic, what's the bodies hit the ground, what's the bodies hit the ground? I mean, stuff that, you know, adolescents get into to feel powerful. I mean, do you think that's what you think of as a Tea Party type person who thinks they're a woman one day of the week, a devil-worshipping Darth Sidious another day of the week? Described by classmates at two different colleges as a super liberal, extremely liberal, very liberal. Those are all quotes. Super liberal, extremely liberal, very liberal. Does that stop the London Guardian, Huffington Post? Does that stop Politico? Does that stop CNN or MSNBC? Does that stop any of them from blaming Ayn Rand, Ayn Rand? I played that clip on the Sunday show yesterday. Ayn Rand. No mention anywhere of David Icke. We've checked. But because he talked about conscious dreaming, they said it's David Icke's fault and called him a right-winger. If you've got to use a left-right paradigm term, I would not call David a left-winger. I mean a right-winger. I'd call him a left-wing kind of new age person, though that's not really a fair label. But the bigger issue is, why every time there's a tragedy do these people exploit it, despite the fact that the father of this poor dead little girl is out there begging them not to exploit this to hurt liberty? I have to hand it to this father. 2 days into this, I would be in such grief with my daughters, if one of my daughters had been gunned down. I would be in such abject grief off the chart, and he is crying in the interview, that I wouldn't be able to come on the air and defend liberty and freedom. I don't know what state I'd be in. This guy came out and said, look, I travel a lot. Look at all the liberties we lost flying. He's a baseball scout. And he goes, I don't want this to be used to take our Second Amendment or our free speech. But do the dirtbags care? Do the authoritarians who pose as liberals care? No. We're going to go through all of this coming up and then get into this federal judge that got killed. This thing's looking like a mind control hit. And it's declassified. They've done it before.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Okay, let me try to calmly go through all the different facets of this now. Joining us in 1 hour with really bombshell information is Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in the area. And knew this federal judge, knows the sheriff there in the county where Tucson is based, Pinal County, who is running around demonizing the First and Second Amendment. We're going to go over all of it, but we are in an information war. And we are in an info war, and Obama and his arm of the globalist, who were always anti-free speech, always anti-gun, that's the Democratic Party's specialty, they are moving right now with their afterburners on against free speech. They've introduced legislation and calls to have Internet ID and track you everywhere. Calls that if you mildly criticize government, and that can be seen as intimidation, the Secret Service arrests you. That's the new legislation they say they're introducing later in the week. This is all being done right now. Out of the gates, First chance they get, they come after our liberties and our freedoms. You notice it was citizens that took this guy down, that tackled him. A woman and two men. It was not the police, because they can't respond to everything. They can't protect you. They are there after a crime is committed to then bring you to justice, to bring you to the grand jury. All right, now continuing. This is very important. They're claiming that Sarah Palin, by putting crosshairs over that district, saying target this district to defeat these Democrats, somehow caused this. And they want to use her as a beta test to go after free speech in this country. Ah, but here's the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to show folks a document cam of this if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama, if they bring a knife to a fight, we bring a gun. I mean, I constantly hear this type of rhetoric. And clearly it's an analogy to upping the political firepower in a political debate. When I say info war, that means information fight to get the truth out. When they say if they bring a knife, we bring a gun. Clearly, Obama doesn't deserve to be arrested for saying that. But that is much more extreme than Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on a map over districts. Now, continuing. Here's WorldNet Daily. Look who else put bullseye on Giffords district. Leftist blog points finger at Palin while scrubbing dead to me rant. And they go on to say, my congresswoman voted against Nancy Pelosi and is now dead to me. I am from Tucson area, and I live in Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords district. I worked like a dog for her elections when she was in the Arizona House, surrounded by right-wing nutcases. When Arizona redistricted in 02, a seat bound up, she was right smack in the middle of it. And they go on to say that she's not been liberal, she's been pro-gun, and wants to control the border, and so she's now dead to me. And that, I bet you my bottom dollar, as more documents come out, as we learn more, or they'll probably try to suppress them or cherry pick it, we're going to learn that this lunatic went down there and gunned her down, who we've heard now he's had arguments with over the fact of open borders, which she resisted. But again, he's clearly out of his mind. He likes communists. He likes Hitler. He likes white supremacists. He's into all this stuff. But the overriding issue is the people that knew him said he was extremely left-wing. So it's not fair to come out and try to attack the First Amendment and say that conservatives, libertarians, people like Ron Paul caused this to happen with our heated rhetoric. Our country's going into a depression. Offshore banks have stolen trillions of dollars. We've got all these illegal wars going on. Whether you call yourself left, right, libertarian, patriotic, constitutionalist, anarchist, whatever, you have a right to say you're sick of the government, you want it off our back. It's the biggest government in history. It's the most out-of-control government in history. We're going bankrupt here. And now there's all these Republican senators and others saying, we've got to lower the rhetoric. That's right. Yes, we've all got to bipartisan agree not to criticize each other. Ladies and gentlemen, you go back 200 years ago, people were routinely getting in fistfights on the Congress floor. Freedom is a dirty business. And you know what? An armed society is a polite society as well. But you look at Mexico, where they've had now upwards of 30,000 deaths. It's way over 28,000 now. Many of them police, mayors, you name it. The highest number of, quote, public servants being killed in the world. Aaron Dykes wrote an article about it Saturday and linked to our government's own statistics. They have a total gun ban for their citizens. And so when they sit here and tell you that you've got to give up all of your Second Amendment and your free speech because your free speech and your Second Amendment caused this, they're saying America and liberty and freedom caused it and that it's bad. And when Potok of the Southern Slime Center gets up on television and blames Ayn Rand and David Icke and says people that are into gold and silver, when this schizophrenic made a couple comments about, if I say I have a currency, then I am the treasurer. And they repeated it over and over again. So now if somebody commits a crime and they're into gardening, does that mean gardening's bad? I mean, this is the message that you better sit down, shut up, and do what the government says, and hand over your dollars, and let them raise your taxes, and let them control your life, and turn your guns in while the government masses all this paramilitary force against us, and routinely shoots kids in the backs, and tasers people to death. You know, we're not supposed to be worried about that. Let the state have all the power it wants, but that counterbalance, the armed citizen, oh, that's dirty, that's bad. And then I point out again, you got a pro-gun woman who's a blue dog Democrat who the Democrats have been attacking. I've got a whole bunch of reports how much they hate her and how she's been getting threatened by the left, the controlled paradigm left. And you got this very conservative federal judge who went to meet with her about the deteriorating border and that the drug gangs have taken over up to 85 miles in to the state. And he's dead. And he's a guy that ruled against Clinton in Clinton's gun grabbing. Very, very suspicious. Now, continuing here. Now, this is the key right here that I'm about to get into. This is the most important point of it all, 41 minutes into the first hour, and I'm begging you to get this out to everyone you know. I'm very thankful for the Drudge Report having us linked from Saturday right through to today with our big article about Arizona shooter obsessed with mind control. And now other newspapers are interviewing people in the college. He'd walk in and say, do you believe in mind control? And he'd tell people he was under mind control. And all he did was gibber about mind control. There was the gentleman, you can pull this up, in 1998 that killed 13 people at a Baptist church in Fort Worth. He'd been in Navy, Black Ops. He had been in mind control programs, just like the LA Times, Alexander Cochran reports that the Unabomber was in a CIA LSD experiment. That is declassified. Now, who does this guy ask for as his lawyer? Theodore Kaczynski's lawyer. Just like Jolyon West was the doctor for Jack Ruby, and Ruby said, they're giving me cancer injections. People didn't know at the time the CIA had developed that. Now it's admitted. Shot him up, killed him. That's on record. Then Jolyon West becomes McVeigh's physician from the time he's arrested through the trial in Denver in Terre Haute, Indiana. He died a few years ago. Number two in mind control, according to the MK Ultra 77 declassified. The public number two man in mind control under Dr. Ewing Cameron, and he's the doctor at the bedside when Jack Ruby's fine, the shooter of Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, folks, it never ends. Now he's asking for the Unabomber's lawyer. But it's admitted that the Unabomber was in a CIA black op program. You cannot make this up. It's a staged event. My gut tells me all the evidence is there. Just like when we had the lawyers on, Mr. and Mrs. Haskell, both lawyers, within 4 days after the Christmas Day bombing, going back 12 and a half months ago, and they reported that they saw the sharp-dressed man get him on the plane without a passport, that there was an argument, and the sharp-dressed man called rank. Then there was a guy videotaping the underwear bomber, Mutallab, the entire time. They pulled him off, reportedly found other bombs. Then they were told to shut up. Then they told their story. The FBI visited them, told them they were wrong. Then a month and a half after that, the Undersecretary of State came out, Mr. Kennedy, and said, don't blame me. I was ordered by an unnamed U.S. agency to help him get on the plane. That is public. I told you that was staged. How did I know? Christmas Day, my wife says, go get eggs, please. Because everything else at the grocery store was closed. I go to the gas station. I'm getting the eggs. Getting myself a Topo Chico mineral water. Waddle up to the checkout counter. They got the TV on. And it's a shooting. It's a bombing. I go get in my car, and by the time I got home, 10 minutes later, sitting in the car listening, right after it happened, they've got the former head of Homeland Security on television saying, we'll order scanners now because this happened, and the spin was on every channel that, don't worry, they're going to put scanners in because this happened, when they'd ordered them a year before, and Chertoff had given the order when he was still the head of Homeland Security to begin the purchase of them. And now he's the head of the company. Again, that's just one little piece. When you hear them immediately ready, immediately scripting, you notice you didn't hear any more about these firecracker bombs. in Maryland last week, because those were probably real lone nuts that did that. When it's real, they're not ready. They don't know how to handle it. Okay, but when it's staged, they hit the ground running, and they're ready. And then the evidence just comes out. And it's on record. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane, boys and girls. It's on record. Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA asset secretly meeting at the Pentagon, runs all these people. It's admitted that for 2 years they knew Hussam was planning the attack at Fort Hood under Anwar al-Awlaki's control. So I know a staged event when I see one, but I wasn't sure Saturday and Sunday, and I said so last night. But I said, looking at his MO, most of these mind control guys are given a personality template that they are a Grim Reaper devil worshiper and that they've got all this power. And I said, I believe he's a devil worshiper into the kind of vampire type subculture, you know, imaginary vampire. And sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, black magic, vampirism, and all the stuff that goes with it, dressing up like a woman, being a liberal, going and helping at the dog park. I mean, it's all 100% goes together, part and parcel, and all integrates together. And here's another headline. Shooting suspects' nihilism rose with isolation. Exactly. Into everything dark. I love Hitler, he says. I love communism. I love the devil. I love voodoo. You know. Do what? And it says he's a truther in the article. Yeah, this is definitely in mind control. This whole thing was scripted from the beginning. I mean, look, I've got all the articles right here in front of me. Will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? That's September 22nd, 2010, with all these White House advisors saying how great a big attack on the government would be to make them look like the victims. Here's another one. Top Fed repeats ominous absorbed terror attack rhetoric. But they know you don't buy into the Muslim stuff anymore. So this happens. Now, before I get into that new development, let's get to this article that we've got to get out to everybody. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be a cultist, pot-smoking left-winger. A full-scale demonization campaign against conservatives, free speech, and the Second Amendment on behalf of Democrats and the establishment media in the wake of Saturday's shooting has sensationally backfired after it emerged that the gunman, Jared Lee, was a left-wing, pot-smoking liberal who was into dressing like a Grim Reaper and dabbling in the occult. So again, we've got this Loeffner individual who is a kaleidoscope, a cornucopia. Whatever you want him to be, he's it. Again, they want to demonize marijuana legalization movement? Boom, he's that. You know, the animal rights people, he's that. The left, the right, just everything. In their fervor to tear down the First and Second Amendments, Democrats and their allies in the corporate media hastily characterize him as an anti-government right-winger in the rush to link him to the Tea Party and Sarah Palin, a contention that is still being invoked as Dems seek to rush through gun control legislation as well as a bill that could make criticism of government a form of hate speech. However, precisely as Alex Jones forecast on a show last night, and he's got a link to it, it has emerged this morning that he is a devil worshiper wannabe who idolized fake human skulls and dressed up like the Grim Reaper. Well, more than that. I mean, that's a Santeria if it's the white side, you know, voodoo if it's the black side. It's death worship, devil worship, with a skull, giving it oranges. I mean, that's what they do. How often have you witnessed a Tea Partier, an anti-government activist or a conservative engage in any of the following behaviors, all of which are confirmed to have been conducted by Loeffner? Burning an American flag, being a left-winger and a liberal, that's what all his friends said, smoking pot, having long hair, dressing up as the Grim Reaper, dabbling in a cult by worshiping a replica of a human skull, expressing the desire to be a woman, describing Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto as his favorite book. Does it sound like Jared Lee was a right-wing conservative, as the liberal smear machine is attempting to claim, despite the fact that his former classmate described him as, quote, quite liberal and left-wing? The New York Times, Washington Post, along with a host of status blogs at the Huffington Post, Daily Kos, were beating the drum for so-called right-wingers, opponents of Obamacare and big government. You ought to really love the tyranny, liberals. He continues, the torture, the wars. You're not liberals. You're a bunch of fascists. To be politically silenced in the name of toning down the rhetoric. Really, when Obama is saying they bring a knife, we bring a gun, or when you're talking about how on the Daily Kos, how she's dead to you and how horrible she was. In reality, the shooter's political views were all over the map, sharing characteristics of conservatism, liberalism, and libertarianism. He was a fundamentally disturbed and deranged individual. Now, when we come back, now he's a truther. That's right. Mumbling in class about mind control constantly. He's got a voodoo shrine in his back, in his backyard. And then we've got all this legislation being proposed to shut down the First Amendment and Second Amendment.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make a check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right here, the shooter, reported shooter, said he didn't want people to wake up every day to the same day. He wanted more chaos. He wanted less regularity. That's what Harris and Kleibold said. And now they're unnamed friends. There's all these other MySpace and Facebook's records of what was said about being a Grim Reaper, wanting to be a woman. But now there's unnamed people saying that they would hang out and smoke marijuana every day with the crew, and when they weren't going to concerts or watching movies, they talked about the meaning of life and dabbled in conspiracy theories. See, if you question the government or Gulf of Tonkin, even though it's admitted it was staged, that causes you to dress up like the Grim Reaper and get into voodoo and Karl Marx and kill people. Mistrust of government was his defining conviction, the friend said. He believed the government was behind 9/11 and worried that governments were maneuvering to create a unified monetary system, a new world order currency. So see, now when it's all over the news every day, they're setting up a world government. You're not supposed to talk about it or have an opinion, even though it's all being set up, because, oh, he's one of those shooters, as the IMF and World Bank announced the Bancor Corps, as all of this unfolds and happens. So, classic, and this is out of the Associated Press, known for being government-run, so there's no telling if it's even true. It certainly may be. But the issue here is we know he's got the devil's shrine at his house. We know he wanted to be a woman. We know he's dressing up like the Grim Reaper, burning American flags. We know he's writing about the Communist Manifesto. That does not equal Ayn Rand. That does not equal David Icke. And so the system is desperate. They've got to get us back under mind control. Get us back under their control. Get us back under that trance of feeling sorry for the government and, oh, my gosh, and it's so terrible. Meanwhile, this is a government that's killed over 1 million Iraqis, over 1 million Vietnamese based on lies, lying about WMDs, calling for violence against nations, telling us that torture of people's children in front of them to get answers is good. A government so arrogant that they've been writing public policy reports saying how great attacks on the government would be as a pretext to have the government have the excuse to take our liberties. That's how dumb they think you are at the White House. Now, regardless of whether this is staged or not, they're using it. And I want to make the number one search term today so everybody sees this and so we can get on the offensive in the info war. And we're doing that. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be occultist, pot-smoking left-winger. Let's get this out to everybody. The article's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nemo has written another article along similar lines that deals with some of the same issues. Here's another one by Mike Adams. In the wake of Gifford's shooting, the mere act of questioning the government now being demonized. But here is the search term that I want to launch today. Liberal smear machine. Liberal smear machine. And it doesn't matter that Google blocks us on the news feed. If you have a blog or a news feed or a website, you just take our article, you just post it, and you get the traffic. Good for you. I could care less. And this information gets out about who this shooter really was. So there's your search word, search term, liberal smear machine. And why does the system want to make this all liberal versus conservative? By making it, hey, let's get the conservatives, they can get mainline liberals to go along with anti-Second Amendment and anti-First Amendment. You know, what are we going to ban violent movies next? Or violent music? Violent video games? See where this goes? So they want to get the left, and then there'll be terror attacks when a Republican's in, and then Republicans will cheer the giving up the liberties, and the left will fight it. See how that works? No. Let's come together and say no attack on the First Amendment, no attack on the Second Amendment. Search the term liberal smear machine.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.